Bez Hashem, we're learning Shari Tshuva from Rabbeinu Yoina and Shar Aleph Ois Chav Beis. This is Shin number 36, Yud Aleph Adar Tovshin Pei Aleph, February 23rd, 2021. Today's learning has been dedicated to Zeich Nishmas, Rafal Ben Rabbi Yehuda. This is my grandfather on his yard site. Neshama should have a continued aliyah. The Ben Yoina is continuing to discuss the importance of Baishes, Busha. Person who feels embarrassed because of his behavior, that is a chelik of tshuva. That is a chelik of tshuva. Chazal tell us, so oise davar umizbayish mimenu. Someone who does an aveira, he does something he should not have done, he's embarrassed because of what he did. Meichlin loy al kol avoynoisav. Very powerful, strong statement. Meichlin loy al kol avonoisav. We forgive him. Meichlin loy al kol avonoisav because of all of his averus. Meichlin loy al kol avonoisav. Where do you find such a thing like this? Where do you find this concept put into place? So, we find a very tragic story, an episode with Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech, at the encouragement of Doeg HaDoimi, was persuaded to destroy and to wipe out and to kill the whole entire city of Noiv, which was the city of the Kohanim. And we'll see that Shaul HaMelech was embarrassed from his behavior of killing them out, which was what the Chazal telling us over here, earned him a kapara. We find that Shaul HaMelech, Shamar, Voi anoni oid gam biyad neviim gam b'chaloimois. Shaul HaMelech, he went to Shmuel HaNavi and he brought him up from the dead. Whole discussion, which is not for now, what's going on with that? How could he do this? Not supposed to do this. And he said to Shmuel HaNavi, he said, V'loy anani oid gam biyad ha-nevi'im gam b'chaloimois. He said that no one's answering me, that not the nevi'im, not the dreams, so I had to call upon you. What about the Urim Tumim? It's this week's parsha. Mamash, this week's parsha. Parsha Tetzaveh. We have the Bidei Kahuna, the Shem Hashem was put by the Choshen, the Urim Tumim was the Shem Hashem put into the Choshen, the Kohen God will wear it, and you communicate with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lahavdil, this is the first email conversation. You're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kohen Gadol is getting the message of what Hashem wants. So why didn't you approach the Kohen Gadol? V'loy hizkir Urim Tumim. But there's no discussion of him talking to Shmuel HaNavi and saying that I tried the Urim Tumim. That didn't work either. Now, why didn't he mention the Urim Tumim when he was talking to Shmuel HaNavi? Says the Ben Yoina. Kinizbayesh. Because he was embarrassed. Kinizbayesh la'eskirum ibnei shahora ganshi noiv yara kohanim. Because he killed them out. He killed out the kohanim. He was responsible for their death. So now, listen to this. Shmuel HaNavi says, tomorrow, you and your sons will be with me. So what does that mean? Well, where was Shmuel? Shmuel was not alive anymore. Shmuel was dead. Shmuel HaNavi is telling Shaul, you and your sons will be dead tomorrow as well. But that's not the only thing he's telling. That's not the pshat. That's the words. That's what the translation means. But the pshat is, where was Shmuel HaNavi? Shmuel HaNavi was in Gan Eden, in a very high place. Explains Rabbi Yaina what's going on over here. Shmuel HaNavi was saying, this is all from Chazal, Shmuel HaNavi was saying to you, Shaul, you and your sons will be imi, with me, b'michitzasi, in the same madrega, the place I am. You will be as well. Why is that? Because you did tshuva. The mere fact that he didn't mention The Urim et Tumim is because he was embarrassed. He was embarrassed of his behavior. That's what Chazal is telling us. The Gemara says, once again, in Brachas Daf Yud Beis, Ha'oyseh davar mizbayish b'men moichlo noy al kol v'noysov. Someone who doesn't have Veira, mizbayish menu, and he's embarrassed because of what he did, he'll get a kapara of all of his Averis. We have to discuss what does it mean. All his Averis, that's not for now. Now, in the previous pasuk over there, before he spoke with Shmuel HaNavi, it actually does say that he went to the Urim and Tumim, but they didn't answer him either. And that's why Shaul HaMelech omitted, he left out the fact that he tried speaking through the Urim and Tumim. So we see over here a person who does something wrong, and he's embarrassed because of his Aveira, Moichlanoi al kol v'noisov.